Hello, this is Rabbi Chaim Bravender, Rosh Yeshiva of the Web Yeshiva, with the Nach Yomi podcast for Tehillim, chapter 61, Samach Aleph. Please visit thewebyeshiva.org to sign up for our fully interactive online yeshiva. The chapter that we're learning, chapter 61, is traditionally divided into three parts. The first part is an introduction, which is common to most of the prakim of Tehillim, and contains words that belong in the introduction. Lamenatzeach. The word lamenatzeach has to do with the person in charge of the music, the singing, the recital of the Tehillim. Al neginat. He's a lemenatzeach who is involved with neginat, which may be certain kinds of instruments or certain kind of musical group, and then the pasuk ends le David, that this may have been written by or written for or used by David HaMelech. And then the parak actually begins. And the parak is divided up into two parts. The first part, psukim bet tehe 2 to 5, are psukim that are a general tefillah against the enemies. And the second part is a special tefillah, or refers to a person, and that person is the Melech, the king of Yisrael. That Melech may have been David HaMelech, who wrote the Tehillim, or it may have been some other Melech, but was said by David HaMelech. That's something that is not easy for us to assess. So let's pick out the words in the first part, Psukim Beit Tehei, which seem to us to be of special importance. Shema Elokim Rinati. Rina is a synonym for tefillah. Now, synonyms are used often in Tehillim, and while it's probably true that all synonyms can be distinguished, it's not easy for us to distinguish them. By the time we see them in Tehillim, especially in parallel structural forms, it's hard for us to say what the difference between one of these words and the other one is. So if the pasuk says, Shema Elokim Rinati, and then the second part of the pasuk is, Hakshiva Tfilati, so certainly we talk about listening, it's a supplication to God to listen, to hear, and then hear what? Rinati. Hear what? Tfilati. So you see that Rinati and Tfilati, at least in the context of this pasuk, are the same, even though lishmo alarina vela tfila, for example, indicates that there probably is some difference between tfila that is sung and tfila that is the tfila of the heart. Miktzei haaretz elecha ekra. I call to you from ktzei haaretz, from far away, from the edge of the land. We don't know what this refers to, but it might refer to the fact that the person who's davening finds himself far away from Eretz Yisrael, or far away from the center of things. Mekzei ha'aretz elecha kra, ba'atof libi, bitzum yerum mimeni, tancheni, ba'atof libi. When I feel a kind of weakness and I'm about to faint, that's what atof libi. Bitzur yarum mimeni. Bitzur is help me. Help me to go up like a rock, or to be with the rock. Tancheni, Hancheni again means allow me. Allow me or give me direction. So this is a prayer. I'm here by myself on the edge of the edge of the world. I need help. I can't do it all myself. Tancheni. Ki ayita machaseli. After all, this is an old story. And you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, were always a machase, a protector. You always protected me. Migdal Oz, Bipnei Oyev, you were my tower of strength against the enemy. Agura Pasukei, Agura Ba'alcha Olamim, I wish to, and I will in fact, stay in your ohel, in your place, in your makom. Let me stay. Agura ba'olcha olamim. Let me live in your tent, olamim. Echse b'seiter kinafecha. I will be protected with the covering of your wings. And then the word selah, which is a kind of a musical direction. So here, in this prayer, there are ideas that we recognize. One is that God protects. And the other is that a prayer should have a rationale. You say, God, protect me from my enemies. God, take care of my needs. And what's the reason? This we see again and again in the book of Tehillim. We'll come across it again and again. I'm going to make good use of my salvation. I don't want to be saved and then be the same. I don't want to be saved and act as I've acted in the past. Agura ba'olcha olamim. In other words, I have a vision of a more wondrous kind of future. And in that future, that I have a vision, my vision is about that future, I want to be in the ohel. I want to be in the place which is God's residence on this world. I'd like to be in the Beit Midrash. I'd like to be learning Torah. I'd like to do, so that prayer does not reflect, is not only about the present, the ever-present, and perhaps even necessary danger, but prayer is about conceiving what I would do with the salvation. I mean, how would I change things? How would life be changed in salvation? Okay, we get to the second part of Tehillim. And the second part of the perek that we're dealing with is a prayer about the king. Ata Elokim, shamata l'nedarai, natata yirushat yirei shemecha. So now the pasuk mentions nedarim, oaths, promises. Ata Elokim, shamata. Ki ata Elokim shamata nidarai. You heard shamata et nidarai. Nidarim is another ongoing theme. And the importance of nidarim we found first with Yaakov Avinu. We found it in Kohelet. We found it in the Chumash. Nidarim, the fact that a person accepts new obligations or special obligations before God, that's considered to be a serious religious activity. Ki ata Elokim shamata linidarai. You're aware of them. Natata yirushat yirei shemecha. Anna, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give those who are Yirei Shemecha, who fear your name, give them their due. Help them out. Yamim al yimei melech tosif, this is a pasuk that became famous for the song. But the words are, Yamim al yimei melech tosif, the king deserves to lengthen his life, even more than he originally was intended to live. Shmotav kimodor vador, his years should go on for generations. Yoshev olam lifnei Elokim. He should sit or be the king before HaKadosh Baruch Hu olam for as long as possible, for the entire world. Chesed ve'emet man yintzeruhu. Chesed ve'emet. The chesed and the emet, appoint them, tell them, speak to chesed ve'emet, that they should guard the king. Kein azam rashim chalad, a third word that's used for prayer, azamra, azamra shim chalaat, I will sing your name forever, l'shalmei nidarai yom v'yom, l'shalmei nidarai, in order that I should be able to maintain the neder for day to day, for every day. Yom, yom, I should be able to. Because I want to live a long life. I want to be in this world as long as I possibly can. In order that, I should be able to, l'shalem nidarai, that I should be able to pay the neder, the promise, the oath that I gave to God. So that, again, the melech turns to God, and he asks for a special dispensation, protection, you might say. God, protect me. I'm a good person. I've done the right thing. I've tried to do what the people needed. And these are all ideas that are contained here in this perek. But the king turns to God with a special kind of request. And he says, Ata Elokim shamata l'nedarai. You know what the issue is, as Yaakov Avinu said when he spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Yaakov Avinu said, the neder becomes the basis of an intimate new relationship between God and the one who took the oath. And the one who took the oath said, I want to continue to fulfill my obligation. I'm not just asking for a dispensation. I'm not just asking that God allow me, to live, even though my time of life is probably over. I'm not asking for that. What I am asking for is the opportunity to fulfill the neder, the opportunity to do what I have been directed to do. Kein azamra shim chalaat. And so I will have this opportunity to sing the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'ad, forever and ever. L'shalmei nidarai yom yom. Paying my neder. My neder was that I accept an obligation of a particular sort, that I will be able to keep that obligation fresh. I'll be able to do that obligation yom yom, every single day of my life.